who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello and welcome to Who's Screwing You?
Oh, baby.
Semi-finals.
Demonic semi-finals, apparently.
Can you believe it? Like, wow, this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I'm just, like,
they go by really
here.
Fast.
Yeah, I want to be like, I only have four pictures or three pictures in my hand.
Tearing the I can't do it. Dylan does it better. What is it? I'm pulling pieces. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, this is Who's Screwing You, the show where contestants give each other songs to screw them over with, or pat them on the back, whichever.
And I don't think there's gonna be any more patting on the back. We'll
it's
see.
On.
We'll see. And we'll see.
Brought to you by Fuddruckers.
Brought to you by Fuddruckers. You can hear the chop chop. It means business in the back. They're like, chop chop, semifinals.
So, someone's going to get cut tonight. It's yes. Not going to be an easy one.
No. Okay. So our final four. We have, in this corner, Dylan Collins.
Weighing 2 bagillion pounds. Yes. I don't know. No, wait, he's just goo. He weighs like an ounce.
Trunks.
In blue trunks and fighting stance. It is. And tonight, he will be singing If I Were a Boy by Beyonce.
I was hoping it was going to be Single Ladies when you said it was Beyonce, but this is also good.
This is also good. I'm very excited. Okay. Let's listen.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. I'd go, I would drink beer with the guys, oh, and I'd chase after girls. Well, I could get with who I wanted, I never get confronted for it, cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I'd listen to her, because I know how it hurts when you lose the one you wanted, cause he's taking you for granted, and everything you had got destroyed. If I were a boy, I would turn off my phone, I would tell everyone it's broken, so they'd think I was sleeping alone. I'd put myself first and make the rules as I go, because I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home.
And that was Dylan singing If I Were a Boy by Beyonce. Woo! Valak is muted because it got a little bit loud in Fredericker's, but we're going to do that thing we did, like, in half the episodes, unless it, like,
yeah. So the contestants will appreciate it.
Yeah.
But we already appreciate Valak going to Fredericker's.
I know. I love Fredericker's. Awesome. Anyway, I will start this one. Dylan, I really, really liked this. I love what you did to really, like, make this song yours. I feel like you really took a well-known song and did things I never have heard you do with it, really. I think you really got 90s rock on it, and your emotion was, like, so different than the usual Dylan emotion. It was not, like, an angry Dylan emotion or, like, a, like... It wasn't that, like, crazy, like, I don't know. It was a
serious, this is the semifinals of fucking Who's Screwing You emotion.
I know, it was something I've never really heard you do. And, like, I don't know what it is about your voice, but you sound so freaking good on, like, girl pop. I don't know why, but you really do. I wrote down... At the end, when you were singing the lose the one you wanted all the way to You're Just a Boy was just, like, fantastic. I loved that part so much. Like, your runs were just very unique. This was so different for Dylan, I think. I really liked it.
Yeah.
What did you think, Blackjack?
I'll go second. Dylan, I love, like, I felt, like, this great, like, twang from your voice. It reminded me of kind of, like a little like country or like your Lone Star, but it was very different, and it worked for me. And I really liked the energy you kind of brought for the parts that were a bit sketchy. You filled them with like energy to like kind of bring us back into the song when it kind of went a little iffy. Like there's one part where you're saying like, yeah, yeah. And then especially towards the end with the build, I loved that. Like the dynamics towards the end, and you just kind of like, cause I am familiar with the original song, and I was worried about how you were going to build it towards the end. But I think you did a good job there, and whoever tried to screw you, I wrote, you know, they could have chosen a better Beyonce song. Because I really liked this performance from you.
I really did too. Valkyrie?
This sat like perfectly in your range. Like, yeah. It should have been like a better screw, like.
Yeah, because
like,
this is kind of like
ladies or something.
Like a lower Beyonce song.
Because this is like, yeah, chill, and it's like easy to transpose and stuff. So like, it wasn't really like.
Dylan makes it look easy.
Yeah. Dylan.
It was so good. I like loved the emotion.
Yes.
It set perfectly in your range. Like your tone sounded so rich, and it was like really enjoyable to listen to. My only note was like, my old headphones broke like earlier today. Oh. So my only note was like, I wish I had better headphones so it didn't like top out when you did like the belting. But yeah, this is like an awesome like start to the night, and it was cool.
I know. I feel like this is like one of my favorite things he's ever done.
Yeah, me too. It's like this, and like I really liked his 80s rock thing from Rockstar. That's like my two favorite things.
Like, wow, this is really good. Okay, tonight I can say who screwed everyone. So
Rochelle. I'm guessing.
Nope, it was Sasuya.
Oh.
Sasuya gave this to Dylan.
Poorly done.
Sasuya, wait, I don't even think I know who's left in the competition. Sasuya.
Dylan, Rochelle, Autumn, and Nani is our final four.
It was like Sasuya's from last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because, okay, I'm good now. I'm like, wait, that's five.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Alright, up next, yeah, I totally was just like, what's going on? Up next is Rochellular. I remember the order. Rochellular's up next singing some Lady Gaga. She's gonna be singing Teeth.
What?
The show right. Me your teeth.
All right.
Let's listen.
There's a.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me.
Don't want
your money. That shit's ugly.
Just want your sex.
Want your sex.
Take a bite of my bad girl. Bad girl.
Take a bite of me.
Show me your teeth.
Let me see your mean.
Got no direction.
No direction. I need direction.
Just got my vamp. Got my vamp. Take a bite of my bad girl, bad girl.
Take a bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all
just
right.
Tell
man
me
who
that
makes
it's
me all
right.
Right. Just tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me.
Show
your
me
teeth.
What you got.
Show me your teeth, 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 teeth. Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion. My religion is you.
Take a bite of my bad girl. Bad
take
girl.
A bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a tough bitch.
Got my addictions.
My addictions.
And I love to fix them.
I love to fix
nobody's
them.
Nobody's perfect. Take a bite of my bad girl,
bad
girl.
Oh, oh.
Show me your teeth.
Just need a little guidance.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all right.
Just
man
me
who makes me
all right. Right.
Just tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth, teeth. Teeth, teeth, show me your teeth.
My religion is you.
Oh, oh.
My religion is you.
Oh, oh. Help, need a man now. show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Help, need a man, now show me your fangs. Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me alright. Man who makes me alright. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth, 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 teeth. Show me your teeth.
It's not how big. How it's how mean. It's not how big. It's how mean.
How show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth.
Show me.
And that was Rochellular singing Teeth by Gaga. Woo.
Yes, it was Skywish. This was a non-screw.
This was
clear and blatant, I think. I think I'm gonna make, for fun, I might make a little category of screws. I
know people were asking
interest in that. I know. That'd be really cool if I could get like Melly to make little cute graphics for them too. If she did that, then I so would. Anyway.
Yeah, I love
this would fall under the non-screw category. And guys, I'm disappointed in whoever gave this to you, Rochelle, because we've seen Rochelle has struggled a bit in the past, so she's not like unscrewable 100%. So I just don't get, I mean, why they'd give her this. It's the semifinals. I hope that because this was really good. I hope that in the finale, if Rochelle makes it to the finale, I hope you guys screw her good and hard. Okay. That's all I have to say, pretty much. This was good, Rochelle.
Was that your critique, too?
What do I say? I mean, I can't critique the vocals, really. I mean, I liked it.
Very nice, very nice. Valk?
I didn't think I really liked. I think I had to disagree. Guess. I don't know. Like,
sorry.
It wasn't like, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like it was like it. You put like a lot of like layers and the vocals and stuff were in it, and like that was cool and stuff. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't think it had like the right type of energy. Like, it sounded really kind of like the lead vocals sounded like cute and stuff, and then like the background vocals sounded all like raw, sexy. So it like kind of clashed for me at least. And like,
you have to make the decision.
Stick with one energy or the other.
No, it's not about Rochelle. It's me. All right, sorry.
For me, I really liked the mixing on this a lot.
Mixing was cool.
Yeah, I could tell it took like a lot of time and stuff. In the beginning, I thought there was something a little bit off in the background, but that was like fixed right away. Like it just like stuck out for like 1 second, and then it was like, oh, all good, you know. I liked your energy on it. I thought it was a solid vocal for sure. It was like really great. The best part was like the end when you were all going all belty. That was like really great and hot.
Really? I thought like the repetitive stuff was kind of like it sounded like it was clearly, I don't know. I guess I didn't like this. But it sounded like it was like copy pasted belting to me, so it just like didn't flow to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I always felt like that.
That's pretty much like how the song is at the end. But like, I love Rochelle on that like belty part at the end. I do agree with you, Valk, that I feel like sometimes her, like she had the wrong type of energy. And I did want a little bit more oomph in like some of the mid sections and stuff. But again, like it's just like it's a strange song. It's like, I don't know.
So Sky, you're in the middle on this.
I'm in the middle. I am in the middle because because I do like it. I did like it. And I really, really enjoyed the end part. And I love the mixing. I just, like, it's not that she didn't have energy. It was just, like, Valk's head, there was a weird changing up sometimes of what she was doing.
So. Can you guys hear me eating?
No.
Anyway, okay, good.
I'm so, like, scatterbrained tonight. Let's see. Does any of you want to guess who gave this to Rochelle?
Well, I already know, so I guess I can't.
I'm gonna guess Third Eye. I'm gonna say Autumn.
Nope. It was Nani.
Damn it.
Nani did it. Nani.
I'm off today with my predictions.
It's all right. We will get it. Okay. Up next is Autumn, actually, Blackjack.
Oh, see? I knew it.
You did. Third Eye. Just the wrong, you know, wait a couple more sentences and you would have had it.
Exactly. I know. Maybe be more patient.
Yeah. Wait your turn, man. No. So Autumn is going to be singing a little Meatloaf.
Dun, 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 the bane of the show's existence.
It's For Crying Out Loud by Meatloaf. Apparently it's like early long again and stuff, so.
Ready? So see you guys in 10 minutes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Let's listen.
I was lost till you were found, but I never knew how far down I was falling before I reached the bottom. I was cold and you were fire, and I never knew how the pyre could be burning on the edge of the ice field. And now the chilly California wind is blowing down our bodies again, and we're sinking deeper and deeper in the chilly California sand. Oh, I know you belong inside my aching heart. And can't you see my faded Levi's bursting apart? And don't you hear me crying, oh babe? Don't you hear me screaming? How was I to know? I'm in the middle of nowhere and near the end of the line, but there's a border to somewhere waiting, and there's a tank full of time. Oh, give me just another moment to see the light of the day, and take me to another land where I don't have to stay. And I'm gonna need somebody to make me feel like you do, and I will receive somebody with open arms, open eyes, open up the sky, let the planet that I love shine through. For crying, you know I love you. For crying out loud, you know I love you. For crying out loud, you know I love you. Thank you.
I was damned and you were saved. And I never knew how enslaved I was kneeling in the chains of my master. I could laugh, but you could cry. And I never knew just how high I was flying, oh, with you right above me. Now the chilly California wind is blowing down our bodies again, and we're sinking deeper and deeper in the chilly California sand. Oh, I know you belong inside my aching heart. And can't you see my faded Levi's bursting apart? And don't you hear me crying, oh babe? Border to somewhere waiting, and there's a tank full of time. Oh, give me just another moment to see the light of the day, and take me to another land where I don't have to stay. And I'm gonna need somebody to make me feel like you do, and I will receive somebody with open. So dry, for giving me the answers when I'm asking you why. And my, oh my, for that I thank you. For taking in the sun when I feel so cold, for giving me a child when my body is old. Don't you know, for that I need you. For coming to my room when you know I'm alone. For finding me a highway, for driving me home. And you gotta know, for that I serve you. For pulling me away when I'm starting to fall. For revving me up when I'm starting to stall. And you gotta know, for that I want you. For taking and forgiving, for playing the game. For praying for my future in the days that remain. And oh Lord, for that I hold you. Ah, but most of all, for crying out loud, for that I love you. Ah, but most of all, for crying out loud, for that I love you. Ah, but most of all, for crying out loud, for that I love you. When you're crying out loud,
And that was Autumn singing some Meatloaf. She's crying out loud.
Meatloaf the serial killer.
Meatloaf's like, for crying out loud. He must write 9-minute songs. It's like a rule.
Is all of Meatloaf's songs like 15 minutes? It's like
he writes these like rock operas. It's really cool.
I know. I was gonna say they're like a novella. It's like a 9-minute opera.
For real. Alright. Valk, I think you're up first this time.
I really liked it like the beginning. And then like I thought your tone set in nice on it, but then like when you started to go higher and stuff, like I don't know, like the changes in the song seemed really messy to me. The emotion I thought was pretty good, but like I don't know, I don't understand Meatloaf songs because like I don't get what this is supposed to be about.
Some of them don't make sense.
You listen to Enya though. That I don't get. Those songs don't make sense.
Enya makes more sense than this stuff. This is like Enya, you're supposed to tune out, so it doesn't matter. You can like Google the lyrics later.
That's kind of true.
Well, like both of them are very like interpretive. Like you can like interpret Enya to mean what you want, interpret Meatloaf to mean what you want. Meatloaf is more definitive in the sense that he's like in this one, he's really crying out loud because like he needs you.
And so. I need you, baby.
Oh, baby.
So, yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm next. Autumn, I really liked your tone. I thought the beginning vocal was really pretty. I thought it was like a little like overacting in the beginning, but that's Meatloaf, so I understand.
I'm glad you did it.
Yeah. One thing I want, like, just as a note, like I think I said this to you last week. I don't know if it's just me or not, but it always feels like your vocal's really loud.
Like I had to turn. I wasn't sure if it was my headphones, but I had to like turn it down because it was really loud.
Yeah, and this is.
I didn't get that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe it's just me, but like, I always feel like for the last 2 weeks your vocal's been like really loud, not like overwhelmingly that I can't hear the backtrack or anything, but I think it like detracts from the overall song because it could be like, well, this would be like 10 times better if it was like more, I don't know, even.
Yeah.
But anyway, I still really like this. I wrote down open arms, open eyes because I think your voice was like breaking there a little bit. And then I really liked as the song progressed, your voice kind of got like more urgent along with it. And so you got a little bit more of like that rockier edge you sometimes put to your songs. And I was really, really happy when it got softer because I felt like it was starting to get kind of like one note dynamically. And the one thing I would have liked, but like what you did is pretty cool anyway, is like more like changed up runs, because by the end it seems like you were doing the same two runs over and over and over, which they were really like, they were hit really well and stuff, but it would have been cool to have like some vocal changes. And yeah, I liked it. Blackjack,
yeah, I liked it too. I was gonna say, for the volume thing, sometimes my volume stuff's too loud. I always just like ask someone to check it just for volume purposes sometimes, and I think that'll help, you know, if you do that, because, like, I don't know, my headset's weird, like, it'll, like, automatically change it, so, to me, it'll sound fine, but, you know, to everyone else, but I know you're kind of rushing and stuff, so, I don't know, I really liked this, Autumn. I loved your energy, especially on the soft parts, and I really liked the end of the song when you're doing all the crying out louds and just I really like this. Sorry, I don't have better notes for you, Autumn. I'm sorry.
Long.
I like.
Good job. Well. So, any guesses on who gave this to Autumn?
The Meatloaf serial killer Dylan.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I think you should all lynch Dylan. If this were an actual form mafia, he would be the first to die. He's meatloafing everybody.
Dylan's gonna get meatloaf next week, I bet you.
He's putting it in. Oh my god, he goes to next week.
Someone to give Dylan Enya as payback. Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. The finale, if he like makes it to the finale.
Dude, like, this is crazy because I don't know who's, like, we haven't listened to Nani yet, but I think this cut, like,
I know.
I don't know who's going to get cut.
It's
going to
be ridiculous. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go listen to Nani. Is going to be singing a nursery
last
rhyme.
Last one of the night.
Yeah, okay. Last one. She's going to be singing a nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Down by the station.
I've never heard of that nursery rhyme.
Oh, wow.
You'll know it once, like, it starts, because I know how it actually goes, and it's like a famous one, but it's called different things. I'm trying to think what, like, another name for it is, but I don't know. But anyway, yeah. I'm very interested to see what she did with it, because it's very simple. All right, let's go.
Fuck you, Autumn. I hope you die.
Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go. Down by the station, early by the station. Station master, turn the little handle. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go. Puff, puff, cha, cha, here we go.
And that was Nani. Down by the station. I think it's my turn to start again.
I feel like it made my life.
Yeah, it kind of did. That was so cute in the beginning. It was like little kid Nani, and then all of a sudden it was just like.
Yeah, I was like legit, like I'm listening to a CD at like the child center or something.
I was like, I was really moved at that. Like sound down effect. That was really cool. I think this was awesome. I really loved her little puff puffs and chug chugs, and I loved the whole like minor key omnibus section, and like then in the end when she went all high, it was just so lovely. I just really liked this. This was really
this was a pure display of talent. I wrote like, wow. You know, I'm guessing that the reason Autumn gave her the screw because she wanted to like cripple Nani, and that's what you got to do for people who, you know, are great singers. Don't give them stuff that they could like, you know, perform and, you know, show what they can do on.
Right.
But I think Nani kind of totally reversed that and said fuck it. She literally said fuck you, and reversed it and made it like so impressive and just, you know, just shocking to listen to.
It was just really cool.
It was awesome.
It was cool to hear. It probably took like a lot of time too. It was really nice. I liked it.
Got it.
Valky.
That was like best segue ever. I love it. I love that you started out like sounding like schoolgirl, like you were skipping down the street and you're like, screw this crap. And I was hoping, like, when I heard it was a nursery rhyme, I was hoping you would go all operatic with it, and you did. And it was like, it felt like, oh, I forgot But there's that one song you did in HCOE that was all like, oh, the zippity doo da, like that song sucks and you made it epic, and this song sucks and you made it epic. That's just like your MO. It was like super cool. I love when you do barbershop quartet stuff. It's awesome. This was like my favorite one of the night.
This was super nice. I really enjoyed it.
It was good. I was impressed.
Me too. Well, Autumn gave this to Nani.
And it failed miserably.
As you heard in her shout out. That's it. That's our four. So I guess we gotta go talk about stuff.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. All right. See you guys in a minute. And we're back with some final, well, not final results, but the semi-final results.
Finale results.
Finale.
The results that count.
Yeah, the results that kinda go to the finale. Me. The results that count for Blackjack. The ones that...
The results that give...
The badge results for the badge whore.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with getting third place, guys.
Oh, no. I totally agree with that. It's... Any place is a good place. Fourth place is a good place.
You just don't want fourth.
Seriously, fourth, that's really good, too.
Like, I've gotten fourth before. It don't feel good.
Oh, no, don't say that. Now we're going to cut
something. Oh, yeah, that's probably not a good
time to say that. Okay, let's just do it, because, like, oh, my gosh. This was the hardest one yet.
This was hard because... Yeah.
Everyone was good, and not that everyone is not good every week, but like this was super close.
You guys didn't fuck up like I wanted you to.
Yeah,
much.
Like you guys brought A games, definitely, and we agreed. We kind of agreed mostly on everything.
On our scores.
Let's just get down to it. Blackjack, will you go ahead and say who's first save?
Yes, I want to save winner of the night for all three of us by unanimous decision, wearing the purple trunks, which she took off because she prefers wearing a skimpy porn star bikini. It's Nani.
It's Nani. Nani and her puggle covering her lady area.
A puggle.
Congrats, Nani. You are... one of the final three. I will. We made Valk do the cut because she doesn't mind cutting people. So yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and save this next person that we are saving in second place tonight. Moving on to the finale, wearing obviously a purple bra. It's Dylan. So congrats, Dylan.
I'm so confused. What's going on?
He likes purple.
Well, I know that. I don't know what. Never mind. It's just I don't want to know.
Purple bras and stretchy pants. That's what he does.
All right.
So that means our bottom two is Rochelle and Autumn.
Yeah.
This was really hard.
Yeah, and you both kind of had like the same issues, like, well, not really, but like,
it was like Rochelle, what we liked in some, we didn't like in the other, and it was like...
It was like, Rochelle, you had, like, good vocals and stuff, but, like, the energy was kind of misplaced, and Autumn had, like, good energy, but then, like, the vocals were kind of, like, all over the place, so...
I don't know what you're talking about, girls. I liked both of you.
I liked both of them, too.
I liked both of them, too, but, like,
There was not a, like, not strong performance tonight. There really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. But...
I guess you should just go ahead, Valky.
Like
ripping a Band-Aid. Does that make any sense? Ripping a Band-Aid? A scab? What's the phrase? Fuck.
Rip it off. Like you're pulling a lawnmower. or starting a lawnmower, whatever. Okay, anyway. But the person that we're saving and is going to the finale is Rochelle.
Autumn, I'm so sorry. You were really great, and you've done so, like... I'm like, forever jealous of your vocals. You were so amazing, and I know you know it, and... Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for everything you've done on the show and, like, being so, like, supportive and stuff. And you're just a really nice person. And I hope, like, your living situation gets a lot better so you could do more shows again. Because, I really miss you on VH and stuff. And, like,
I know.
It meant a lot that you continued with this show to me. So thank you so much. Seriously.
That's what I was... Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Like, she had to go out of her way to record stuff all the time. And I know how that feels because I'm in that
situation. I've been there. Me too.
But, like, imagine getting screwed week after week and having to, like, do these ridiculous songs, too. Like, that's above and beyond, girl. So thank you so much.
Respect. Respect.
Yes, Autumn. For real.
I'm making an R with my fingers. You should see it. It looks so weird.
It's so ghetto. Gangsta. That means that's it. We're going to finale. So, I'll explain finale now. Nani, Dylan, and Rochelle, what you gotta do is you gotta get me your song choices. You have till, tomorrow night by, like, that midnight hour, 11:59 p.m. Eastern.
The midnight hour.
The midnight hour, yes. So, Sunday by midnight, or actually Saturday, I guess. Sunday, because I'm giving them 2 days. Sunday by midnight. You have 2 days to do this. Sunday by midnight.
Choose wisely.
Choose wisely, yes. Give me a screw for each contestant. So, Nani, I need a Dylan screw and a Rochelle screw. Dylan, I need a Nani screw and a Rochelle screw. Rochelle, Dylan, Nani, you got this. For your third songs, we, as judges, are going to each find a song that we best think is going to screw you over. And we're going to make sure they're going to be screws. There's not going to be like, oh, that's like the obvious easy choice. No way. We're not getting you out so easily. We're all going to like make sure that the songs we're giving you are screws, and you will have three songs to choose from. And whatever song you choose will be your third song for the finale.
Yeah, so we get a little taste of what it feels like to be you guys, but
yeah, so
instead of our song 100% being chosen, there's like a 33% chance you'll choose our song.
33
repeating. Guys,
choose my songs. I'm so excited. I already have some people's picked out. Well, one person's.
Well, this has been Who's Screwing You. I'm going to send out emails on Sunday. Your songs will most likely be due on Friday the 2nd of March. Just to give you guys a heads up. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Valk, for recording from Fuddruckers, and you're awesome. Thank you, Blackjack, for recording from Korea.
Because I'm awesome.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
A food chain in another country. Dun, dun, dun.
I love you all for listening. Thank you for sticking with this show for so long, all of you. Like, not just the contestants, just everybody. And I'm so thankful that, not thankful we reached the end, but just happy we've reached. We made it.
Oh yeah, yes. You're like a producing finale virgin. This is even more exciting.
Yeah, like, guys, for everything's going really well, and I'm just really happy. So
way better than my first show I produced.
Me too.
Liars. Anyway, let's say goodbye, I guess. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
guys.
I guess.
Goodbye, I guess.
Bye.
Mwah. Goodbye.